start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا 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 اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madini channel and Allah Azza wa Jalla has once again enabled us to seek forgiveness from his bargah to seek forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed to attain his proximity and closeness Subhanallah, we have another day to make dhikr, to moist our tongues with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to enlighten our hearts with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Alhamdulillah, here we go dear viewers, let's commence and begin with our program and we would love to start with this beautiful and fragrant narration with regards to Durood and Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyamah Adorn your gatherings by reciting Durood and Salat upon me for the Durood which you recite upon me in the world shall be nur and light for you on the day of judgment Subhanallah Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam And we even have a segment called Did You Know? Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, as we go along, we're going to ask a question once we introduce our guest for this morning, who is none other than our respected and honorable, the person who always comes on the airwaves of Madini channel, mashallah, and many other programs and silsilas you have already seen. I am referring to none other than our respected Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri. Mu'ini At-Tari Sallamahul Bari MashaAllah and we would love to welcome him into our morning program once again with the opening greetings of Islam Assalamu Alaikum Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh
Wa Alaikum Assalam Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh MashaAllah
MashaAllah we have a segment of course called Did You Know and we would like to ask a question it's just to increase our general knowledge MashaAllah Ab waqt aa chuka hai ki hum sawal karte hain and here we go for the segment called Did You Know The question is on which day did Allah Azza wa Jal create angels subhanallah the malaika who are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course they are also the creation of Allah azza wa jal so on which day the week did he azza wa jal create his angels for now we are going to be discussing a very beautiful topic and our discussion for today muasab is of course to do with our aqeedah It's to do with our iman. This topic perhaps will ignite more muhabba and love in our hearts for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or should I say, it shall increase the flames of love, Muasab. Alhamdulillah. Because dear viewers of Madini channel, this is to, you know, to cement that aqeedah furthermore than it is that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last of all prophets alayhi wa sallam. And after him, there is no prophets. For he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the seal to prophethood, dear viewers of Madini channel. He is the last prophet and after him, there is no other prophet to come. So, this is our discussion, proving it in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. And there are so many other beautiful narrations of the Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan with regards to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the last prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And for no prophet to come, thereafter until the day of judgment stay tuned with Madini channel until the end of the program to learn more we even have a beautiful kalam wasab to chale ab kalam ki janib jate hain
inshallah
and actually this is like a dua as well And I would request the viewers of Madani channel to partake in this beautiful dua. And what is the dua? Allah ne bulaya hai, Allah ke ghar mein hoon. Kya baat hai, subhanallah. So those who go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharfum wa ta'zima, they are so fortunate. It is the truth that Allah has called them, and they are in the court of the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember those moments and make this dua, inshallah, that your turn may also come. May Allah fulfill all our lawful wishes. Dear viewers, enjoy and listen to this beautiful kalam until we return. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere maula, mere maula, 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 maula. Allah ne bulaya hai, Allah ke ghar mein ho, Kaabe ka nazara hai, Allah ke ghar mein ho. Allah ne bulaya پیشانی سے پگلے دل دربار یہ کیسا ہے پیشانی سے پگلے دل سجدے میں جھکایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں سجدے میں جھکایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں وہ رکن یمانی ہو یا رکن عراقی ہو عراقی ہو ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں ہر کون کو چوما ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں اللہ نے بلایا ہے عزت کا میزاب رحمت کا یہ وقت عزت کا میزاب رحمت کا سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں سر پر یہی سایہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں اللہ نے بلایا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں کعبے کا نظارہ ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں مہمان خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی خدا کے گئے اب فکر نہیں کوئی اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں اللہ نے کھلانا ہے اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں اللہ نے بلایا ہے جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا جس سمت نظر اٹھی ایک نور نظر آیا، پر نور نظارہ ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، پر نور نظارہ ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، اللہ نے بلایا ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، کعبے کا نظارہ ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، سجدے میں اجاگر گئے اور سامنے کعبہ گئے، سجدے میں اجاگر گئے اور سامنے کعبہ ہے، مولا نے نوازا ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، مولا نے نوازا ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، اللہ نے بلایا ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، کعبے کا نظارہ ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، اللہ نے بلایا ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، کعبے کا نظارہ ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، اللہ نے بلایا ہے، اللہ کے گھر میں ہوں، اللہ اکبر۔ مے اللہ عز و جل ٹیک اس آل ٹو دا بیوٹیفل سٹیز آف مکہ المکرمہ اینڈ مدینۃ المنورہ، زادہ اللہ شرفا و تعظیما۔ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینی چینل، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has done us a great favor that He Azza wa Jalla has made us the ummatis of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah al-Kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest of all prophets and messengers alayhi wasallam, and by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, His ummah is the greatest of all previous ummas by the sadaqa of Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Now we understand this, mashallah, and we are so fortunate to be from amongst the ummahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know, dear viewers of Madinah channel, that believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final prophet of Allah azza wa jalla is one of the most important necessities of the deen, even for the slightest, dear viewers of Madinah channel, yani whoever refuses to accept this from any aspect or even a little bit is a disbeliever immediately. Allahu Akbar. And he is out of the fold of Islam. Now, why this is the case, dear viewers? Because he Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak has actually revealed a verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, which is part 22, verse number 40. He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا۔ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ۔ Let's go through the translation, dear viewers. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man among you. Hi, 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 hi. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla and the final among all prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam. And Allah knows everything. Subhanallah, Masab. This verse is actually a concrete subut and dalil to the finality of Rasul Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is Khatam al-Nabiyyin. There is no Nabi, there is no Prophet who would come after him. If we even go through the explanation of this ayah, Mu'asab, when you go through the tafsir, as ulama and mufti al-ikram such as Hazrat Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned in Khazainul Irfan that Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Prophet, for no other prophet will come after him, and the prophethood has come to an end on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani there is no prophet to come after him. When we go to the Tafsir Mu'asab, this is, this is understood. Even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, will descend. Although Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has already got the prophethood, and he will follow the shari'at of Mustafa, Jani Rahmat, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam, after he descends.
Subhanallah.
Allah makes decisions as per this shari'at, the rules of this ummah, yani which Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made for this ummah, and perform salah facing towards the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's qibla, which is the Kaaba Sharif Masjid. So he is going to follow the shariat of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as being the final prophet, is absolute Masjid. It is absolute, and this absoluteness is even proven by the Qur'an Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, that there is a clear ayah of Allah azza wa jalla in the holy Qur'an Pak, which is a subut and proof, even in the light of hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are hadith which reach the level of tawatur muasab. You know, Allah, it has reached the level of tawatur. And all these have proven that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet, and there can never be any prophet that who will come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever says or claims to be one muasab, of course, he is completely out of the folds of Islam. We should have no association with such a person. And people who give various interpretations of the word Khatamun Nabiyyin Muasab, can you maybe perhaps shed some light on this aspect?
Muasab, there is actually no room for any interpretation. If I say this is a pen, what is the room for interpretation? You know? Similarly, Khatamun Nabiyyin, the Mufassirin have clearly written that the Khatamun Nabiyyin, meaning Khatam, is a seal or stamp or final. This is what it means. There is no need to dive deep. It doesn't have like 100 different kinds of contrasting meaning attached to it. It all follows along the same line, stamp, seal. When do you put a seal on something? When everything is done and over with.
Yeah, but
you know, examination papers, they come and they are enveloped, and then the envelope is closed, and then there is seal put onto it. In the olden time, there used to be a seal made of wax.
Right.
And they would stamp it.
Yes.
Meaning, after this, nothing can be done to it. This is final, 100%.
Right.
There's nothing to it.
Right.
So, seal of prophethood, subhanallah, beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if there is still some confusion in someone's mind, that maybe it could mean something else. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, who understood Quran more than anyone in the entire universe, and he was taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, a beautiful point comes to mind. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his tafsir that who's the greatest teacher? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who's his direct student? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions the ayah, Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan. And insan, there he says, insan, meaning insan, the meaning of insan in that particular ayah is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'allamahu al-bayan. If the teacher is Allah and the student is the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can there be anything left out in terms of the understanding of the Quran? And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, the meaning of Khatam al-Nabiyyin is La Nabiyya Ba'di. Meaning, there will be no prophet after me. How more clarity, you know,
a person wants.
The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you himself with his own Mubarak lips that there will be no prophet after me in the tafsir of this ayah of the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah. This is really amazing. We are so fortunate, Muasab, to be the ummatis of Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his maqam and his status which Allah has bestowed upon him. We have a question, and the questioner wants to know the word tawatur. We use the word tawatur, mutawatir, hadith mutawatir. So hadith mutawatir means such a hadith whose narrations are present in every era. Allahu Akbar. Whose narrations are present in every era in such a large number that their agreement on a falsehood, a fact against the event, is habitually muhal, impossible. So everyone has accepted this. It has reached to that level that from generation to generation, that narration had passed and reached mass transmission. So this is called Mutawatir, dear viewers of Madini channel. So Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, la nabiyya ba'di, there is no other prophet after me. Now subhanallah, these are the hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, which has reached so many companions, who then conveyed this to others and others and others until it reached us. So it is final that there is no prophet even after him. Mu'asab, insan to insan, even animals believed in this. Allah, can Mu'asab shed some light perhaps
on this aspect? Subhanallah, insan to insan, a janwar bhi, subhanallah. No, if you can't learn from insan, then at least learn from animals.
Allahu Akbar. Right? How is this possible, Mu'asab? How is this possible?
Allahu Akbar. Actually, there was this incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the Nabi whose entire embodiment is mu'jiza. Other Nabis were given one or two mu'jizas or few mu'jizas. But the entirety of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'jiza ban ke aya hamara Nabi. Subhanallah.
Mu'jize anbiya ko khuda ne diye. Allahu Akbar. Mu'jize anbiya ko khuda ne diye magar mu'jiza ban kar aaya hamara nabi. Kya baat hai Mu'asab. Subhanallah. Labbaik.
So this is the quality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a villager Arabi, he came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to him that I will not believe in you until this monitor lizard of mine believes in you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called the lizard, and the lizard responded audibly, and everybody could hear.
Acha.
In the majlis. Whoever was present then. Labbaik wa sa'daik.
Allah, 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 Allah. Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And then
kya baat hai, subhanallah,
the
subhanallah.
Lizard now is claiming its belief in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mentioning the qualities and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it says, and you indeed are Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah who is Lord of the universe and the final prophet.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Finality of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah. Even the monitor lizard had recognized a lizard, a creature, which doesn't have aqli salim, Mu'asab, as humans, but recognizes that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the final prophet, and after him there is no prophet. So he says, anta rasulu rabbil alamin wa khatamun nabiyyin, Allahu rabbul alamin. Allahu akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, whoever believes in you as truthful, who succeeds, and whoever refutes you, he will be ruined. Allahu Akbar. So Mu'asab, upon seeing this, what happens to the villager now who brought that lizard in came, Mu'asab?
Allahu Akbar. Of course, if the testimony is proven and it is, everything is proven, of course the person is going to be blessed with iman, and the nur of hidayat will continue to drill down into the heart and be imprinted. Alhamdulillah, this is the effect that the audience that were there, some who were there, the iman got strengthened, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
And he,
excellent,
if he had a doubt, Allahu Akbar, kya karna? Subhanallah. One can not be left with any other option but to believe in the truthfulness of the beloved Nabi
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Balki mein to, when we open the books of hadith, we even learn insan to insan, as I'm saying this for the second time to your viewers, even animals would place their plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would seek assistance, they would bring their problems and their complaints to his blessed court, and they would even find solutions for their problems from the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And is baat ko shayad ne kuch is tarah bhi kaha hai. The poet says,
hiranne ootne chidiyon ki yahi fariyaad, hiranne ootne chidiyon ki yahi fariyaad, huzur jaante hain ke unke gham ka madawa huzur jaante hain, jo ho chuka hai jo hoga huzur jaante hain.
سو ہرن نے اونٹ نے چڑیوں نے کی یہی فریاد ہاں ایون اسپرنگ بکس اینڈ بکس اینڈ ادر اینیملز سچ از کیملز اینڈ many other birds and creatures would come in his bargah and they would come with their complaints, ya Rasulullah sallam, I am mistreated or I'm my owner oppresses me and so on and so forth, and they would come with different complaints to his bargah, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would then call the owners and ask them for the actions and for the wrong that they have committed, for the injustice that they had put upon those rides and transportations, yani those animals that were serving as transportations or means of transport, dear viewers of Madani Channel. However, this is the cot of Mustafa, that no one returns empty-handed. Jo aaya to wo apna daman bhar karke hi le jata hai. Subhanallah, he never returns empty-handed. Now remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are believing in him as the final prophet, and there is no prophet to come after him. And there is great emphasis and importance in this, that we believe in this so that our aqeedah and our belief remains intact. Or else, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the difficult part is that Mawasab, such times has come of fitna, such time has come of immorality and such disturbance in society, Allahu Akbar, which is beyond measures at the moment. For example, Mawasab, let's talk about the fitna that's going on in our society at this very moment. The amount of corruption, and with regards to Iman, Allahu Akbar, faith, Mawasab, is sold in the name of love. Faith is compromised in the name of money and currency, Mawasab. People are selling their iman for currencies these days. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us and save our iman and our belief, for this is the most valuable gift one can have. Allahu Akbar. The highly alarming issue is that negligence causes the loss of worldly wealth, Mawasab. Jiha. Negligence causes the loss of worldly wealth when it comes to the matter of its security. Therefore, the matter of protection of faith is more severe. So this is where we don't understand, and we need to understand from the books of the pious predecessors as to how can we protect the faith and the iman, for this is so important for us to protect. Rasulullah ﷺ in one hadith has mentioned, hasten to pious deeds, rush towards pious deeds. Why? Before those tribulations that are like parts of the dark night. Before those fitnas which are like part of the dark night. A man would be a believer in the morning and turn a disbeliever in the evening. Just focus for a moment. Such times are to come. And he would be a believer in the evening and turn a disbeliever in the morning. More so, he will sell his religion for worldly gain. Mawasab, this hadith can be found in Muslim Sharif. This hadith can be found in many other books of narrations. Allahu Akbar.
And Mawasab, people get very technical nowadays, you know.
Jee.
On everything, they want to get technical, you know. If something is clear-cut, like the concept of the finality of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's no doubt about it. There's nothing to question. There is nothing nitty-gritty to understand there. Just to satisfy those who like to get technical, if a person brings any evidence in his claim that there can be another prophet besides the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or rejects his finality based on any logical or technical, you know, evidence, we as Muslims, we should not even entertain it.
Allahu Akbar.
We should not even entertain it. Subhanallah. Because that itself, we don't have to ask him for evidence if he doesn't believe in the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He becomes an infidel and a disbeliever without even confirming with that person, oh, what evidence do you have to prove it? No, we shouldn't even indulge in that. This is such a serious issue. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. And together with this concept, as you mentioned, it is the responsibility of every Muslim that he should at least remember those 40 ahadith that are concerning the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani 40 aise hadith hain which are referring to the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla as being the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should remember these hadith by heart them and pass them to others, because Mawasab, even to remember them is a blessing. Ab dekhe, it is mentioned that the blessed saying is that pass on 40 hadith to the people whether they are memorized or not, with the intention of attaining excellence. Mentioned in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that 40 hadith, whoever will remember them and will pass them to others as well, Allahu Akbar, I will be his intercessor and testifier. I will be his intercessor and testifier. focus for a moment that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for you. Ay, hay, 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 hay. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And he will testify for you if you could remember them. So, agar hum ek bhi hadith yaad karein filhal, let's start from one at a time, inshallah, azawajal, and see what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated. And so beautifully he explained it, Mawsab. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, I and the other prophets before me can be put into an example like this. He says, what example he gives? Now let's understand this example. He says, there is a man who constructed a beautiful, splendid building, Mawsab, but left a place of one brick remaining, Mawsab. Allahu Akbar. And where is this? In the corner. He says, people began to walk around it and marvel at it, saying, why he did not place that one brick in this place? Because without that one brick, it's incomplete. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am that final brick and the final of all prophets alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So just as that one brick could make that entire building be incomplete, its beauty is incomplete. And people that wandered around it, that spoke about its beauty and excellence, did figure out that, you know what, this building is splendid, but what, there's one brick missing. He says, I am like that one brick. If it's not put there, everything is incomplete. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Masab, kya baat hai Madina ki. We are so fortunate to be from the ummatis of such a great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers of Madina channel, in another narration, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am the filler of the place of that brick. When I came, I completed the chain of Prophets alayhi wa salatu wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So, there are many, many other, you know, narrations like this, Mawsab, and in poetry language, jo ashaar ke language mein samajhte hai, Mawsab, subhanallah. Yani, this is the language of ishq and muhabba. This is the language of, you know, expressing one's love and muhabba, the poet says.
Subhanallah.
E khat me rusul makki madani konain me to sa koi nahi koi nahi do re mujassam tere siwa do re mujassam tere siwa mahboob khuda ka koi nahi koi nahi khat me rusul sab ne paaye hain par husn sarapa koi nahi saaf to sab ne paaye hain par husn sarapa koi nahi par husn sarapa koi nahi aadam se janabe isa tak aadam se janabe isa tak yu to sab nabi muhtaram hai par aadam se janabe isa tak sarkar ke jaisa koi nahi koi nahi khatme rusul.
Subhanallah. Mawsab, there can be no other meaning for khatme rusul. It means the last of all prophets. Anyone who takes out any other interpretation or other meaning from this, khatamun nabiyin means the final prophet, the final messenger. There is no nabi to come after him. He is the seal to all the prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam, yani on this prophethood. After him, there is no other nabi to come, and we know this and we should remember this, dear viewers of Madani channel. Before we come to the end of the program, let's go towards the answer. And Mawsab, the correct answer is Witness Day. Allahu Akbar. Jiha. It was Witness Day. It was Witness Day when He Azza wa Jalla had created angels. And of course, as I said, they are also part of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as jinns are the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And humans, we are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything else, every other thing in this planet, Everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our Khaliq, He is our Malik, He is our Sustainer. And through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He grants us prosperity, He grants us blessings. Whatever we possess, all of this is due to the blessings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mohsab, we have come to the end of today's program and we have just like a minute before we terminate. Can Mohsab give us some parting words, inshallah?
Inshallah, the parting word would be, it's for all of us actually, is when it comes to our aqaid, the beliefs, the core beliefs of Islam, the core beliefs of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there is actually no room for technicality. Mm-hmm. People shouldn't fall into the traps of technicalities. Shaitan got technical when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to make to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. What happened to him? So likewise, we should take example like this here and not try to be technical. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says Khatamun Nabiyyin means La Nabiyya Ba'di, there is no prophet after me. Sami'na wa ta'ana, Amanna wa saddaqna. That should be our attitude as the believers. We are believers, alhamdulillah.
Kya baat hai,
so that's what makes us believers.
Kya baat hai, Mohsab. And then Mohsab, at the end, as we close up this beautiful narration and hadith with regards to Rasulullah SAW calling himself Aqib.
Allah.
Nabi Pak SAW calls himself Aqib. And the narration goes to say, Mohsab, that he says, I have five names. I am Muhammad, I am Ahmad, I am Mahi. Mahi means the remover. Allahu Akbar, because Allah Azza wa Jalla will eliminate sins through me. Allahu Akbar, through the beloved Rasulullah. And he says, for people will gather on my steps behind me on the day of judgment. And then he says, I am Aqib. Allahu Akbar. So, Nabi Kareem himself called, he himself said, I am Aqib, the one upon whom or after whom there is no other prophet. Allahu Akbar. So he gave those five names. I am Muhammad, I am Ahmad, I am Mahi, and I am Aqib. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us, dear viewers of Madini channel. We say once again, shukran to our respected guest, Honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini Chishti Attari Sallamahul Bari, mashallah, who's with us.
Jazakallah for having me, Zur.
Barakallah, Mohsab. We hope to see you again once again on Madini channel
inshallah.
In the upcoming programs. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.